Knowledge Products presents Religion, Scriptures, and Spirituality, narrated by Ben Kingsley. This is On Buddhism.
Buddhism, historically the religion of millions of Asians, is a name derived from the Buddha, a spiritual leader in ancient India. The term Buddha means a fully enlightened person, and Buddhism has become the religion and/or a life philosophy of millions who are guided by this ancient tradition in seeking spiritual enlightenment. According to our sources, a child named Siddhartha was born in northeast India about 560 BCE. His father, Suddhodana, was head of the Gautama family and chieftain of the Shakya warrior caste clan in the foothills of modern Nepal. The son would later be called Gautama Buddha, then Shakyamuni Buddha, the sage of the Shakya clan. We must emphasize at the very beginning that it is extremely difficult to describe the Buddha's life. The late British scholar E.J. Thomas, in a book entitled The Life of the Buddha, warns of serious obstacles in accepting ancient sources.
There is no continuous life of the Buddha in the scriptures. The isolated events found therein have in some cases been woven, along with additional incidents, into a longer narrative. It is impossible to draw a strict line between the legends in the canon and those in the commentaries. Everything, even in the scriptures, has passed through several stages of transmission and elaboration.
The Buddhist scriptures, written in the Pali language and known as the Pali canon, were not actually written down for some hundreds of years after the Buddha's death. In the meantime, these teachings of the Buddha were repeated by successive generations of monks. Few actual biographical details survived, though many legends endured. Yet the life of Buddha is as important to Buddhism as the Quranic account of Muhammad's life is to Muslims, or the Gospel account of Jesus' life to Christians. Thus the birth of Siddhartha Gautama, like that of Jesus and Muhammad, has been the subject of much elaboration, even including an account of a supernatural conception. One night, Siddhartha's mother dreamed that when a white elephant's trunk touched her side, she became pregnant. The unborn Buddha, then existing four cosmic levels above the human plane of existence, in the heaven of the satisfied gods, had been waiting for a pure and worthy mother to appear on earth. According to another account, a sage named Asita arrived shortly after the birth of the Bodhisattva, or future Buddha. When the baby was brought in, Asita's words and actions expressed his reverence.
He arose from his seat, clasped his hands, fell at the Bodhisattva's feet, made a rightwise circuit round the child, and stood in contemplation. Then he said,
"If he dwells in a house, he will become a king, a universal monarch. But if he goes forth from a house to a houseless life, he will become a fully enlightened Buddha."
Suddhodana resolved that his son should dwell in a house, and by all means he must be prevented from becoming an ascetic. The chieftain would surround his son with pleasures and keep him away from all monkish influences. Siddhartha grew up in splendid palaces,